wonders fall. Sometimes the wonders fall.
And they did.
Sometimes the wonders fall.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Now is there anybody that believes in those wonders and signs?
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody got up that believes in those wonders and signs. Yeah.
Now can I get a
is fine, it's God's lifeline, but God's prime time gets undermined. If there's things on your mind, you never think straight. Clouds appear while you pray. You don't want stress to dim your path. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 shows that. Don't let the day blow by. Get serene. Get serene. You're never alone. Get alone for some time. A party of one can be divine. We're living too quick, and if you want fixed, then memorize verse 10 in Psalm 46. Retreat and do that, and use the break. Find a lovely forest on a beautiful lake. Don't let the day blow by. Do the thing Jesus used to do. He'd go and pray in some solitude. Be sure to get peaceful and serene. Our Lord waits there for you and me. Get serene. Get serene. Don't let the day blow by. Get serene. Don't let the day blow by. Our Lord, he wanted unstressed. He took short trips just to reset. Luke 5 verse 16, he'd slip off and pray. Well, that's just fine. Christ just wanted time away. Don't let the day blow by. Do the thing Jesus used to do. 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 Get serene. Get serene.
Apologetics with an X, back again for another week with an eclectic mix of hits parodied by those masters of Christian parody, Apologetics. Jerry Q here, the DJ, along with my friend and leader of the band, Jay. How's your week going?
Hey, it's been going great. It's just kind of like that guy on Frosty the Snowman, though. Busy, busy, busy. Never too busy to talk to you, Jerry, and to do this show. We're honored to be there, and as you can see, we've been busy lately. The first two songs we opened up with were from our last single, and we already got another one planned to come out by the end of this weekend, but they were from our last one, and it was a parody of the old Grand Funk song, which itself was a cover version, called Some Kind of Wonderful, or it's called Some Signs and Wonders Followed. Not to be confused with the Drifters song, Some Kind of Wonderful, which was a totally different song. A Bush song called Glycerine, which ours is called Get Serene, deals with some Bible verses, like the one in Psalm 46. It says, "Be still and know that I am God," but some other verses too. But if you were listening to the beginning of the show, you know that already. So let me tell you about what's coming up. We have a nightmare waiting for you. Well, the first song is called Nightmare Waiting, and it's by Richard Marx. It was originally called Right Here Waiting, a number one hit that he wrote for his then-wife, Cynthia Whale, wrote with Barry Mann, wrote some hits back in the 60s, but Cynthia Rhodes, who was the dance instructor in the movie Dirty Dancing, which is the place where they filmed that, is where my wife and I went on our honeymoon. So Mr. Tangent is going to get back to what the show is about. the next song is called Can We Drive Our Sins Too Far? Not Can We Drive This Show Too Far? It's a parody of 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. Then we have a song called Remember, which is a parody of Collective Souls, a big modern rock hit, December. And finally, we have a song with my daughter Jana singing from the perspective of one of the most tragic figures in the Old Testament, a lady named Dinah, Jacob's one daughter that we hear about. And we don't hear good things about the poor girl. Anyway, the song was a parody of Voices Carry, a big hit by Till Tuesday in the mid-80s.
Driven away from people live with the wild animals. He will eat grass like the ox and be drenched with the dew of heaven. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all humans on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes.
Oh, can you see it plainly when God restores you sailing? Wherever you go, whatever you do, God's will decides it way before you. Whatever your state or how you try fate, God's will decides it way before you. Way before you. Lot lived in Sodom's wonderland, but angels had to take Lot's hand. They told Lot, run far from this plain, you can't come here ever again. Don't turn around, don't stick around.
Turn your head, the angel said, get thee out.
Don't worry about those wicked towns.
Turn your head, the angel said, get thee out.
Thank you.
Apologetics with an X. Jay, I've been telling my friends about what a good deal you have on your entire collection, which is on a thumb drive. And we have it and love the accessibility of everything you got. Tell our Apologetics friends about that and so many other great deals you might have on your webpage.
Sure. Well, the USB has our entire library. So that has all 55 to 56, you know, our latest CDs, the first 55 of them, and singles since then. And we send you the links when you get that. We also send you the links for everything. So you also have the link for the new CD, the 56 CD, and any singles that have come out since the most recent USB. You get everything. And it's for a donation of $150 or more. You could also get we just send you the links. If you don't care about getting a USB, you can get the entire library right now for a donation of $100 or more this week. And that, gosh, goes in on over 700 songs, actually over 1,250 tracks, because we got live versions and alternate versions, blah, 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 on there. And, so you can get that. You can just make a download for a donation, pick from our many singles that you can do that, and you can just choose whatever value you want to apply to them. So just remember to spell the name right. It's Apologetics with an X, apologetics.com. And you'll hear songs like some of the ones we're about to play for you, which include a parody of You Made Me So Very Happy by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. A lot of people don't know it was actually a song on Motown that Blood, Sweat, and Tears redid and made a big number two hit. Ours is called You Made Me, So There You Have Me. And it's a worship song to God, a song of thankfulness. After that, we have a song called Show Us the Way. It's a parody of the Raspberries' big top five hit, Go All the Way, Eric Carmen's original group. After that, I see Jerry has snuck in, has hit me when we're vulnerable, a parody of Feel Like Making Love by Bad Company called Steelers Make It Tough. And you know what? When I wrote this song, I knew they could be used both ways, because the key line is Steelers make it tough to lose. And when they're playing well, it's tough to lose. And when they're not playing so well, boy, is it tough when they lose. It's tough to lose. So we'll see. I noticed the Kansas City Chiefs didn't do so well this past week either. After that, we have a parody of Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me from the Breakfast Club movie. Ours is called Going to Forget My Bad Deeds.
I lost my nerve before, got scared for no support, but you said, child, there's just one more. I know you are the one, God in heaven's only son. You created me, so Christ, I'm about to lose my rights. You made me so. There you have me. I'm so blessed you came into my life. The others search for truth, but when it came, they never knew. But you came and you took control. You blessed my weary soul. You called and told me that up with you is where it's at. You made me so. Thank you.
I thank you, Lord. Every phase of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me show where you'd have me, 'cause I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you daily, thank you plainly, thank you greatly, thank you crazily.
About them, I think about blood. Harbaugh, I could live without him, and Terrell sucks. And if I had those golden teens of my yesterday, I'd gift wrap you number 7 in a giant trophy case. Steelers, baby. Steelers make it tough.
does make it tough to lose.
Cleveland, if I think of that crew, I think about mud. Dog Pound, they're uncivilized dudes and stinky brown stuff. And if I had a son that moved to Cleveland blindly, I'd forgive him, but I would say, son, daddy's dying. Steelers, baby. Draft is all it seems, and guys get to play. I would bet you number 7 will soon be finally on the way. Steelers, baby. Yeah.
they don't walk upright. They keep falling, they keep falling down, 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 down.
Hey, 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 hey.
Ooh, whoa. Don't you try and pretend it's my opinion when it's his command. I quote Hebrews 8:12, first and then 10:17. It's a surety God's going to forget our bad deeds. How will you know? Glance here at Romans 8. Told you straight from the start. God put his spirit there in your heart, baby.
Apologetics for the next. Now, Jay, you rewrite the hits we hear parodied by your band. Do any of the other band members have a hand, say, instrumentally speaking, on how a song should be performed, or are you pretty well the one-man show deal?
I just do the writing and the singing, most of the singing, and help the other people who are singing, like, coordinate their efforts. But as far as the music end of things, well, Jimmy's our engineer. He's our drummer and our engineer, and he's really good at knowing what he wants. Wayne is one of our guitarists. He's a fantastic guitarist, but he also does all our mixing. And Wayne is great at getting the best sound out of things for people. But Tom Tincha does most of the guitars. We have a few other guys like Tom Lewis and Joe Cataneo and who do some guitars for us. Keith does the bass on keyboards for the last year and a half. Just about everything has been Rich Mannion, and he's been wonderful with what he's doing. And so those guys are really great at taking things apart and doing it. And then, you know, we go through an editing process whenever Wayne sends us some mixes and the guys will comment on things. In general, we stay in our lane. I mean, I'm commenting on the vocals. Oh, that's all bad. Fix this. And the guitarist is saying this. But sometimes somebody will say, hey, that needs touched up there. That needs fixed there. And if you know somebody that's not even their instrument tells you they're noticing something, it's time to fix it. But in general, the guys handle their own business, and it works great, Jerry. Being in a band is a great, it's very, very good example of what it is like when Paul talks about the body of Christ, if you're in a Christian band, because, you know, each part is doing their part, and you're only as good as the sum of the parts, you know what I mean? You're only as good as whoever's having their worst day, whether that be in the studio or whether that be out on the road. Definitely when it's out on the road, that works that way. And some of the songs that we're going to do for you in this next set include a song that Jimmy suggested we do. He didn't come up with the idea, but he did suggest, hey, how about doing this song? So he played a role in that, and it's called She's Not Dead. It's a parody of She's Not There by the Zombies, a big number two hit for them back in 1964. After that, we have Let's Redo the Music which is the second time we did a parody of Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers. So it's kind of two puns in that, because we redo music, but we also redid our redoing of that song. It's called Let's Redo the Music from Listen to the Music. After that, we got a parody that used to be really popular when we did it live, Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy by Manfred Mann. Our song's called Do What David Did. Do What David Did and Saul Didn't Do. And a big number one hit in 1964. And then we have a parody of Amos. A parody about the prophet Amos. A parody of Layla by Derek and the Dominoes. And we've done that, two versions of that. We've done the quieter acoustic version that he did in the Unplugged set in the 90s. It was a big hit. And we've done the rockin' version that he played with Derek and the Dominoes, originally released in the late 60s, didn't become a hit till the early 70s, and Jerry's going to decide and surprise you as to which version we're going to play.
The old ones told me about her, the way she died. The young ones told me about her, how all the people cried. But there's no need to say you're sorry. How do I know I should have said? Please don't bother buying flowers. She's not dead. Well, let me tell you about the way she rose. The Lady Tabitha from Java was there. They called her Dorcas too. And yeah, she clearly died, but she's not dead. When those ones told me about her, what could I do? They only told me about her to pray I knew. Now it's too late to pray for Dorky. How do I know I should have said? Because our Lord Christ revived her. She's not dead. Now to take a look, today an accident is summarized it there. Our Lord did something cool, and I can verify that she's not dead.
redo the music. Whoa, whoa, let's redo the music. Whoa, whoa, let's redo the music. On your mind.
I can praise the Lord forever. Bound for mansions in the sky. And the hour is drawing nearer. Listen, we don't have much time. I'm sad, so let's not cry.
Oh, oh, let's redo the music.
Singing,
do what David did, and Saul didn't do.
Saul was the king first, but he stumbled in defeat. Singing,
do what David did, and Saul didn't do.
He looked good,
look good.
He looked fine,
look fine.
He looked good,
he looked fine. Yet he really lost his mind.
Before I knew him, Dave was watching Jesse's sheep. Singing,
do what David did, and Saul didn't do.
Told him God's plan, Jesse, that child's meant to be king. And
do what David did and Saul didn't do.
He knocked on,
knocked on
Goliath's door,
Goliath's door.
He knocked on
Goliath's door and helped Israel win the war.
Cause that was a mistake. Singing,
do what David did and Saul didn't do.
Now
I've heard,
he's fine,
he's fine.
I've heard,
he's fine. Let me tell you one more time.
First and second Samuel's pages. And
do what David did and Saul didn't do.
I'm in half of it, that's how it got his name. Dig it.
Do what David did and Saul didn't do.
Well,
I've heard,
he's fine,
he's fine.
I've heard,
he's fine. Let me tell you one more time.
Whoa, 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 yeah.
Do what David did and Saul didn't do.
Thank you.
listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.